Chen Liankin, 91, a Chinese comfort woman, weeps as she tells her story of being forced into sex slavery by the Japanese Imperial Army during World War II on Thursday in Beijing. Chinese comfort women and their relatives are asking the Chinese government to exercise its right of diplomatic protection to help victims seek an official apology from Japan. 5 surviving Chinese comfort women and 12 relatives of the deceased female victims of Japan's wartime military brothels submitted a petition to the foreign ministry, said their attorney Kang Jin on Thursday. This is the first time that Chinese World War II victims have resorted to diplomatic protection rights to demand an apology and compensation from Japan. Gun Jiayang, a law professor at the East China University of Political Science and Law, said invoking diplomatic protection means would allow China to directly engage in negotiation with Japan on behalf of its citizens and also to file a lawsuit in the international court. Gwen told the Global Times that Chinese comfort women had exhausted all possible legal avenues in Japan and could not yet find a resolution, which is what pushed them to petition for diplomatic protection. In 2007, Japan's Supreme Court rejected appeals from Chinese comfort women groups, ruling that the 1972 Japan-China Joint Communique bars Chinese individuals from seeking war compensation through the court. Chen Liankin, 91, a comfort woman from South China's Henan Province, told the Global Times on Thursday at a press conference in Beijing that she would fight till her last breath for an apology from the Japanese government. Chen was raped by 3 Japanese soldiers when she was only 13 while forced to serve as a comfort woman for the Japanese Imperial Army at their stronghold in South China's Henan Province. The other surviving comfort women who filed the petition are Wei Shaolin, 93, Tang Jensen, 97, Lu Saitsin, 89, and Zuo Chunmi, 92. Su Zhilian, a professor at Shanghai Normal University who studies comfort women, said that the sex slavery was a crime committed not only by Japanese individuals but by the Japanese government and its military.